A Prayer for Boldness to Share the Gospel by Emily Rose Massey, read by Leah Martin. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. A few years ago, I was met with a strong desire to begin using my social media accounts to share my faith in Christ with others. I didn't want to use my words to manipulate people's emotions to gain likes or followers, but to point them to the truth found in God's Word alone. As a writer, I see social media as a place of ministry. I never want to compromise God's truth so that others may feel comfortable to embrace my message. I don't want to twist or misinterpret Scripture so that the entire meaning is changed or confusion is created, because it might contradict what we find in the Bible. I discovered very quickly that exposing darkness and error wouldn't win me any popularity contests online. As someone who spent many years healing from the wounds of rejection, denying myself the desire to be a people pleaser has to take precedence when it comes to sharing God's truth, even when it tends to offend. Standing up for God's word in a culture where truth is relative and not absolute as it should be comes with a lot of pushback, even among professing Christians. But as true Christ followers, we're to live to please God and not men. As believers, we shouldn't compromise truth to be popular. We also shouldn't be quarrelsome. We need to stand firm upon truth, no matter what others may say about us or about our God. Proverbs 28:1 reminds us that believers don't back down or run away at the first sign of adversity. The wicked flee when no one is pursuing, but the righteous are bold as a lion. Proverbs 28:1. We need the Holy Spirit's help anytime we stand up for Jesus. It's His strength that we must lean on. We need His boldness and courage to be light in a dark world if we're to be a mouthpiece for Him. Just as we can't muster up our own righteousness, we can't muster up boldness and strength as a witness for Jesus. We have to solely rely on the Holy Spirit's work in our lives and in our hearts. God desires that none should perish, but that all should come to repentance, 2 Peter 3:9. So that should be the heartbeat behind why we share truth with others. It's not about us being right so that they would follow us, but that they would come to the knowledge of truth so that they might follow Jesus alone. May the Lord give us boldness to share His word with others so that they may come to know Him and love Him more. Let's pray. Father, I thank You for calling me to Yourself and making me Your child through what Jesus did for me on the cross. In Him, I'm now able to be called righteous, not for anything I've done, but because of His sacrifice. You've called us as believers to go into the world and make disciples of every nation. I ask that You give me a courage and boldness to share Your truth and Your gospel with those around me, whether that's online or with another person face to face. I pray that those You place in my path would see Your great love for them in the truth that I share. In Jesus' name, amen.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.